Now, as we saw last week, we've still got threats out there. We saw the attack on our consulate, and we will bring those murderers to justice. And that's why, as long as I am Commander-in-Chief, we will sustain the strongest military the world has ever known. And when our troops come home and they take off their uniform, we will serve them as well as they've served us, because if you've served our military, if you've protected our people, if you fought for our freedom, you shouldn't have to fight for a job when you come home. Mitt Romney, he thinks it was tragic for us to end the war in Iraq. He doesn't have a plan to end the war in Afghanistan. I have and I will. And I'll use the money we're no longer spending on war to pay down our debt and put folks back to work, rebuilding our roads and our bridges. After a decade of war, we need to do some nation building here at home. So, I know you're getting wet, but I got one more thing to say. Little rain never hurt anybody. Let me say this. You know, my opponents, they will keep on, over the next 45 days, spending more money than we've ever seen before, trying to tell you that tax cuts are the only way to go, that since government can't do everything, it should do almost nothing. Their basic philosophy is you're on your own. If you can't afford health insurance, hope you don't get sick. If you can't afford to go to college, try to borrow some money from your parents. Let me tell you something, that's not who we are. I don't think government can solve all of our problems, but I don't think it's the source of all of our problems. I don't want to spend all our time blaming it somebody else, blaming unions or blaming immigrants or blaming gay people or blaming some other group for our troubles. I believe we're all in it together. I believe we've got to take responsibility for ourselves, but also look out for one another. I think we have a responsibility to create opportunity and possibility in this nation. I don't think America is just about what can be done for us. It's about what can be done by us together, as one nation, as one people. That's what our election was 4 years ago. It was about you. You were the change. All of us coming together. You're the reason there's a mother in Madison, who doesn't have to worry about her son being denied medical coverage because of a pre-existing condition. You made that happen. You're the reason there's a student at Marquette or University of Wisconsin who can afford to go to college now, or a veteran on the new GI Bill. You accomplished that. You're the reason there's a family in Green Bay that got a tax cut and has a little more money to buy groceries and put gas in the car and pay the bills. You're the reason that some young immigrant who grew up here and pledges allegiance to our flag won't be deported. You're the reason why an outstanding soldier can still serve in our military, because it doesn't matter who they love. We end the don't ask, don't tell. You did that. You're the reason those families are welcoming home. They're incredible men and women who served us so bravely. You did that. You know, I was trying to make this point the other day in Florida, and I said, you can't change Washington just from the inside. I've learned that. You've got to enlist and mobilize the American people to help bring about change from the outside. You know, Mitt Romney heard me say that. He said, he started changing his speech. He's saying, he got all excited. I think Obama made a gaffe. He stood up and he said, I'll get the job done from the inside. And that made me want to ask, what kind of inside job is he talking about? If it's one of those inside jobs where he's rubber stamping the agenda of this Republican Congress, we don't want that. If it's the job of letting oil companies write our energy policy or our insurance companies writing our health care policies or our outsourcers writing tax codes, that's not the inside job we want. You know, if it's one of those inside jobs where politicians in Washington tell women that they can't make decisions about their own health care choices, we don't want that. We don't want that inside job from Washington. We've always said in this campaign that change takes more than one term. It takes more than one president. It takes more than one party. It can't happen if you write off half the nation. In 2008, 47% of the country didn't vote for me. But I said to those folks on election night, I said, I may not have won your vote, but I hear your voices. I need your help. I will be your president too. So I don't know how many folks will vote for me this time around, but I can tell you, I'll be with you no matter what. Because I'm not fighting to create Democratic jobs or Republican jobs. I'm fighting to create American jobs. I'm not fighting to improve schools in red states or schools in blue states. I'm fighting to improve schools in the United States. I'm not fighting just on behalf of workers or businesses or rich or poor, the 1% or the 99%. I'm fighting for American values. They belong to all of us. And if you still believe in that, if you still have hope, if you're still ready to go, I'm asking you for your vote. If you get out there and work these last 45 days, if you're willing to make some phone calls for me and knock on some doors for me and vote for me, we'll win Milwaukee. We'll win Wisconsin. We'll finish what we started. And we'll remind the world why the United States of America is the greatest nation on earth. This sun is going to come out. God bless you. God bless the United States.